Billy Joel. She got away. She's got away. Here in the mix.
Yeah.
I love that canned applause.
Yeah. You like canned applause? We could get some of that. You want to? We could put an applause button over there. Yeah, I'm not coming on the show with you ever again if you do it. So, but you can. We could do that.
That's why I have the canned applause.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Trying to get rid of me again.
The Habitat for Humanity was almost out the door, and then we realized there's a big important thing coming up shortly, which we got to get out there.
Okay.
So what is that?
Family support at Habitat for Humanity will be hosting an information session next Tuesday at 5:30 at the Mulberry office, 733 Mulberry Avenue. All that are interested in learning how our program works and if they're interested in applying for a home, they can give me a call at the 850-784-9975 number, or they can email me directly at familysupport@bayhabitat.org. We'd be happy to have them.
And the next information session is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, the 22nd, at 5:30, the Mulberry office.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for getting that information out there. It's big. So we've got a thing going on at the station.
We do.
The Harlem Legends Hurricane Relief Celebrity Basketball Show is coming to the Bay High School this weekend, this Saturday. We at KGC have 5 pairs of tickets we're giving away to our faithful listeners. All you need to do is reply to our Facebook giveaway post. That Facebook page is WKGCHD1. And we will get you a pair of tickets. We've got 5 of them. Mm-hmm. So go comment on that page. And we will get you that. Comment WKGC here when you need us. That's our tagline.
Mm-hmm.
So post that.
Post our tagline and you get it. And I have to say, if you haven't ever seen these guys in person, I have seen when I was in college, saw the original Globetrotters. And what a show they put on. You will be glad you went. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. They're great. It's just amazing. If you have any interest in basketball, or even if you just have interest in physical comedy and everything else that goes on in those things, it's great.
Good.
Okay.
Yes. So let's get to the vitamin B.
Let's get to... No, you're just trying to get rid of me today, all day long.
Yeah, okay. We're on a schedule.
First of all, on this day in 1940, John Lennon was born.
So, really?
Oh, yeah. This is his birthday. So in thinking about that, I actually did some research on what he thought was his favorite song by the Beatles that he wrote. Mm-hmm. And the song comes out to be Strawberry Fields. And Strawberry Fields was was the name of a Salvation Army children's home close to his house. And he and his friends used to go and play there when he was young. And it was just something near to his, his upbringing. Brian Wilson heard this driving down the car, driving in a car. And he looked at his passenger and he said, they did it already. That's what I wanted to do with Smile, which was a big Beach Boys release. It is really, it was a very complicated song. The Beatles worked on this a long time. They added a bunch of things, a bunch of instruments that they never used before. A really neat little song. And there's another Strawberry Fields. After Lennon died, they took part of Central Park and named it Strawberry Fields, a 2.5-acre landscape section of of Central Park. So you can actually, if you're in New York, you can go visit Strawberry Fields. So here it is, your daily dose of vitamin B from WKGC, Strawberry Fields, forever.